Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. Last week, we left off with our 40 best spring cleaning tips of all time. This week, we'll pick it up at number 33. Dry the dust off your curtains. Keeping your heavy drapes or curtains clean can be tricky. They gather dust, but are also often made from specialty fabrics that you can't just throw into the washing machine. You can throw them into the dryer, though. Gather up your curtains and even your decorative throw pillows and toss them in your dryer on the lowest temp setting for about 15 minutes. Add a dryer sheet for extra freshness, and just like that, all that dust is gone. 34. Clean your air filters. If you've got an air conditioner in your home or an air filtration system, now is the time to collect all those fuzzies that have been caught in the filter. Not only will it improve the performance of your device, but you'll breathe easier too. 35. Wash your washing machine. Does your wash have a bit of a smell? Sometimes if you don't let it dry properly after washing a load of clothes, it can start to get a bit funky in there. Pro tip, always leave the door open after doing a load of laundry to avoid this. If you need to give it a cleaning though, add a bit of bleach and flip to the cleaning cycle. Most washers have one, and then just let it run. 36. Clean your broom. Your broom is the thing that cleans your floors, sweeping up all that dirt and debris that gets tracked into the house. But how do you clean your broom when it starts getting a little too dust-filled? We've got the answer. First, yank out any hair, dust bunnies, etc. that have gotten trapped in the bristles. Then fill a bowl of warm soapy water and swish your broom around until all that dirt is loosened up. Pat dry with a clean cloth and leave it to fully dry overnight. 37. Rinse your dishwasher. If your dishwasher is getting a little smelly from cleaning your dishes so well, treat it to a proper rinse. Scrape any stuck-on food bits away first. Then use a special dishwasher cleaner like Cascade and run an empty cycle to get it back to tip-top shape. 38. Pressure wash your driveway or anything you want. Over the winter months, mold and mildew can creep onto your concrete driveway, not to mention oil stains, dirt, and just general staining from age. A pressure washer, which can be rented at almost any home retailer, like Lowe's or Home Depot, will blast that dirt right off. You can use it to freshen up your patio furniture, driveway, sidewalks, and just about anything. But be careful. Pressure washing is addictive. 39. Clean your coffee maker. Even though it only filters water, your coffee maker and tea kettle still needs to be cleaned regularly to keep the flavor of your favorite beverages fresh. Mix equal parts water and white vinegar and run it through your coffee maker once. Then use just water for the next two cycles to rinse it out. For your tea kettle, boil equal parts white vinegar and water. Let sit for 20 minutes and then rinse thoroughly. 40. Dust your houseplants. Caring for your houseplants means more than just keeping them alive. You dust your shelves, paintings, and all kinds of things in your home, so why not your plants too? Those bold green leaves need a little love. Take your duster or a clean cloth and carefully wipe down their leaves now and then to keep them glowing and growing. That concludes our 40 best spring cleaning tips of all time. Now let's move on to another article. I'm a cleaning editor, and these are the most life-changing tips I've learned over the past 10 years. After a decade of writing about the subject, these are the lessons I want to share. By Leslie Corona, published on February 13, 2025. I'm pretty lucky I can say I genuinely love my job. As a home editor, I get to write about all the fun things like decorating, organizing, gardening, etc. But cleaning is probably the area I'm most passionate about, and I've been writing about it for over 10 years now. After working at multiple home magazines, I have interviewed countless cleaning experts and scientists for my stories. I've visited labs, I've tested all the products and hacks out there, and I'm usually the first to see any cool new cleaning tech roll out. Basically, I know a lot about cleaning, but there's a lot I wish other people knew. Sure, technically, I've already passed along much of my knowledge through my stories over the years, but I wanted to consolidate the best advice I live by and swear by here. If you're curious to hear what my key takeaways are from years of covering cleaning, read on. Vinegar is not the panacea of cleaning. I'm just going to come out and say it. Vinegar is slightly overrated. I might be a little biased because the tangy smell isn't exactly my favorite. Yes, I know it fades. But my biggest issue with people's vinegar obsession is that they believe it can be applied to any and every surface. Plus, they claim it kills germs. I can understand the appeal because it's super affordable and edible, making it a very safe, eco-friendly cleaner, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. Vinegar can't be applied to many natural stone countertops like marble, or you run the risk of etching them. Skip using it on hardwood floors as well. And please, never spritz vinegar on a surface thinking it'll actually disinfect anything. It's not a registered disinfectant with the Environmental Protection Agency. I've asked many microbiologists how effective it is at killing germs, and I can almost feel their pained expression through the phone. Now that that's out of the way, I do think vinegar does have many other redeeming qualities. Its boss as a laundry ingredient, replace your fabric softener with the stuff, and it is pretty good at deodorizing, once the notorious sour scent dissipates, that is. And soap scum is no match for vinegar's acidic powers, so it's a great bathroom cleaner too. The baking soda and vinegar combo is mostly hype. I know I'm probably harping on your favorite ingredients, but I think it's important to understand what's happening in this classic science fair experiment, especially when it's recommended for clearing pipes. When you combine the two, sure, you get a fuzzy reaction that could potentially dislodge some of the gunk in your pipes, but the reaction is so short-lasting and the generated force is so weak, it won't actually make a huge difference. Plus, once the ingredients have reacted, there's nothing chemically special about this concoction that will eat away at the grime in your pipes. If you notice this trick did work for you, consider that most methods suggesting this require you to take other steps, like pouring boiling hot water down the drain. Boiling hot water is fantastic at softening hardened crud. I'll stop the blasphemy now, though. Individually, baking soda and vinegar are stellar ingredients. I've already touted the benefits of vinegar, but baking soda should still remain a cleaning go-to for you. It's one of the best deodorizers out there, and it's an excellent ingredient in DIY abrasive paste. You're probably using way too much of your favorite cleaners. The classic example of this mistake is detergent. I've observed people pouring capfuls of liquid detergent when the reality is that, in most cases, you probably don't even need half that much. Read the bottle's directions for dosing instructions. But most detergents nowadays are super concentrated and they're formulated for high-efficiency washing machines, which can't handle a ton of soap. All that extra detergent is also building up on your clothes over time and can actually lead to funky odors. Ick. Another example is floor cleaners. More often than not, you need to dilute the product or you'll end up with a sticky residue. Or a film can develop over time that'll be annoying to remove. Fun fact, product buildup on the floor or in any other situation really will attract more dirt. It'll just glom right on. People never read the package instructions. This is probably the most consistent mistake I see people make, and it's always a little mind-boggling because it seems like common sense. It's such a simple thing to do, but alas, the label is often overlooked, which is a shame because there's a wealth of information in the fine print. The label will tell you what surfaces you can use the cleaner on, how to apply it, if it needs to be diluted, how long should you leave it on a surface. This is especially important for products that claim to sanitize or disinfect, and it's called contact time, etc. It will truly help you clean better and preserve your belongings if you follow the directions. Bleach can have a place in your cleaning caddy. Hear me out. I understand why some refuse to keep it around or are afraid to use it, but bleach is an incredibly cheap ingredient that many university labs, government agencies, and hospitals recommend for proper disinfection. After surveying lots of people for stories, I've realized part of the issue with bleach is that many people aren't using it properly. First of all, you truly don't need a ton of it. Read the package instructions, but you usually don't need more than a few teaspoons of bleach for a quart of water. The other thing is, people will keep a massive jug of the stuff forever, but it technically expires, and it'll lose its efficacy over time. Same thing goes with alcohol and hydrogen peroxide, actually. So it's pointless mixing up a batch of disinfecting solution with old bleach. Toss it after a year or so, by the way. Bleach gets a lot of hate, but it's hard to deny its efficacy. The one thing I don't find it particularly good at is laundry, actually. And so many experts I've interviewed for previous stories agree. It does a decent job of stain removal, but there are better alternatives, in my opinion, like oxygen bleach. Plus, bleach doesn't make whites whiter. In fact, it can make them look yellow by stripping away the brightening white dyes added to natural cotton. Ultimately, a small jug of bleach can be handy to have around just in case someone's sick, but otherwise, it doesn't need to be an everyday item. Pre-cleaning a surface is crucial. It's hard for a product to do its job and do it well when there are crumbs and globs of who knows what in the way. This is less of an issue if you're the type who does two passes, but usually people will just spray once and wipe. Cleaners and disinfectants can't always get to the germs beneath the soils if you're guilty of the latter offense. Not all microfiber cloths are created equally. There are different types of microfiber cloths. There's the traditional kind most people are familiar with, the all-purpose cloth, and it has tiny little loops similar to a terry cloth towel. These are fine for dusting and wiping most surfaces. But if you're wondering why your glass is coming out kind of streaky, the all-purpose cloth could be the culprit. The type you really want is the one that's specifically created for glass. They're smooth and flat, which guarantees you won't transfer any lint. After lots of testing for some of my old stories, I can confirm it'll leave your mirror spotless, especially when paired with your favorite glass cleaner. Your vacuum should not replace a broom. People have become over-reliant on vacuums to the point where they're skipping out on sweeping completely. But you should always sweep, even if it's a quick pass before vacuuming. You really don't want your pricey machine to conk out because it inhaled a large chunk of debris. I've seen people use it to pick up tiny shards of glass and clumps of styrofoam, and it's given me heart palpitations. On the other end of the spectrum, a fellow staffer reported her vacuum shorting out after she used it to suck up baking soda from her mattress. Surprise! Baking soda is actually bad for some vacuums and can mess with the filters. Besides all of this, it's almost always best to attack room corners and tight spaces with a broom first, and then follow up with a vacuum to get the most thorough clean. Plus, a broom allows you to brush off the perpetually forgotten baseboards. The magic eraser really is magical. It's technically melamine foam, a soundproofing material, and you can actually buy it in bulk for way cheaper by searching its generic name on Amazon. If you really want to stretch your dollar, cut them into smaller pieces instead of using a whole sponge for a small task. In situations where water and a little elbow grease isn't cutting it, I pull out a magic eraser and it makes light work of scrubbing. Bathrooms, countertops, shoes, hair tools, baking sheets, I've used it on so many things. I always stress to people, though, that this is still technically a very, very fine grit sandpaper. I once accidentally rubbed away the paint finish on a wall, so always do a test patch. That concludes I'm a Cleaning Editor, and these are the most life-changing tips I've learned over the past 10 years. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Now let's move on to the next article. 11 things to clean before May to give your home a fresh start for summer. Your spring cleaning isn't done until you've tackled these to-dos, by Lisa Milbrand, published on March 24, 2025. Yes, we know it's spring cleaning season, so your to-do list is probably already filled with a lot of deep cleaning tasks. But while you're chasing dust bunnies out from under the couch or washing down walls, you might be missing a few key areas and items that'll make life so much easier this summer. Here's what you might be missing on your spring cleaning list, including the tasks to tackle before summer rolls around. 1. Wool sweaters and outerwear. As you shift your wardrobe toward your summer favorites, you're probably just about ready to pack away your heavy sweaters and outerwear for the season. But before you do, make sure to give them a good cleaning. If you put them away dirty, any food or body oil that's in the fibers could become set in stains or attract pests that could damage the garment. Don't forget to do your hats, mittens, and scarves while you're at it. They often get neglected when it comes to winter laundry, but they can collect just as much dirt and grime through regular use. 2. Baking pans. Is baking season ever truly over? Never. But if your baking sheets are looking a little worse for the wear after a season of cakes, cookies, and muffins, they're definitely due for a deep clean, says Alicia Sokolowski, president and CEO of Aspen Clean. 3. Oven. Same reasoning as the baking pans. You've likely been putting your oven to use over the winter, and a good deep cleaning of your oven now will clear away all the stuck-on bits and the blackened remains of every drip and drop of your wintry baking delights. 4. Doormats. Winter boots usually bring in a lot of dirt and salt, Sokolowski says. Spring cleaning is an ideal time to shake out and deep clean your doormats. 5. Duvets and bedding. Unless you and your partner have very different standards regarding bedroom temperature, you're probably going to be ready to switch out your flannels and big fluffy duvet for cooling sheets and summer weight blankets, says Kian Ballantyne, owner of Cannonball Cleaners. Even if you are planning to keep the duvet in service, spring is the perfect time to launder it and leave it out on a sunny day to fluff up. The heat of the sun can help dry any moisture in the feathers and get it back to full volume. 6. Windows and screens. Windows are often a big part of any spring cleaning plan, but we just wanted to make sure you don't neglect them after a season of winter grime. A deep clean both inside and out ensures you can enjoy every bit of that late spring sunshine. But while you might think of windows, you probably aren't thinking of the screens, and they could use a good cleaning with a hose and a scrub brush to remove built-up dirt, Sokolowski says. 7. Throw pillows and blankets. Your throw pillows and blankets have likely faced some food and drink stains as you enjoyed a little cocooning on your couch this winter. And we all know we're not washing our throws as often as we should. Give the throws and the pillow covers a thorough laundering. Make sure to hand wash any that have embroidery or beading that could get thrashed in the washing machine. The pillow inserts can be washed and dried separately. Then let them spend a few hours out in the sunshine for extra freshness and loftiness. Now's a good time to switch over to your summer throw pillow covers if you swap them for the season. 8. Outdoor furniture and accessories. So many of us have upgraded our outdoor entertaining setup, and now's the time to give it all a good cleaning. So any winter grime or spider webs are washed away. And don't forget your outdoor cushions, especially if you've left them out in the elements all winter long or put them away somewhere where they've gotten a little musty or dusty. 9. Grill. Even if you deep cleaned your grill before the winter started, or never stopped using it all winter long, spring is a good time for a reset. Clear away any cobwebs or left-on ick before barbecue season hits full swing. 10. Ceiling fan. The ceiling fan is an often neglected spot that attracts plenty of dust and dirt, and the season change can be a perfect time to take care of that, Ballantyne says. I recommend cleaning your ceiling fan every time you switch it from winter to summer and back again. Yes, you need to change your ceiling fan's direction as the seasons change. 11. Beach towels and gear. Gear up for the season by hosing off any dirt and grime on pool floats and beach chairs. Giving your tote a good clean and running your beach and pool towels through a laundry cycle so you're ready to go on that first perfect beach or pool day. That concludes 11 things to clean before May to give your home a fresh start for summer. Next, how to clean outside windows safely and effectively. 4 ways to tackle those smudges with and without a ladder by Mary Marlowe Leverett. Published on January 19, 2024. If you want clear, sparkling, clean windows, you have to clean both sides. That's not always easy if you have a 2-story house, live in an upper floor condo or apartment, or don't own a ladder. Fortunately, there are ways to remove the grime that accumulates on the outside of windows. Below, find different methods for how to clean outside windows to make sure you have a streak-free shine. How often to clean outside windows? Professional window washers clean the outside windows of high-rise buildings twice a year, so that's a good frequency to adhere to for your own cleaning schedule. Inside windows may require additional cleaning throughout the year to remove fingerprints and grime, including pet nose smudges. How to clean outside windows with microfiber mops. After using a garden hose to rinse away loose grime and insect webs, a microfiber mop can add the reach you need to clean outside windows. Microfiber is the perfect cleaning tool because it doesn't leave lint, and you can mix a solution of equal parts water and distilled white vinegar in a bucket to use as a window cleaner. Dip the mop in the solution and wring until it's not dripping. Start at the top of the window and clean the surface. To dry the window, use a second dry microfiber mop or wrap a microfiber cloth around a dry dust mop. Work in a grid from top to bottom to be sure you don't miss any part of the window. Tip: if you use a power washer with a cleaning solution to clean outside windows, you'll still need to use a mop or telescoping pole with a microfiber cloth to dry the windows, or streaks and water spots will remain. How to clean outside windows with a telescoping tool. Telescoping tools can be straight or U-shaped. Straight tools are best when working from the ground or a ladder. Most poles are lightweight aluminum with sections that can be attached to extend up to 5 feet. The tools have flexible heads and come with cleaning pads and squeegee attachments. U-shaped telescoping tools are designed so you can stand inside and clean bottom opening or side opening windows with ease. Most tools extend from 23 inches to 55 inches and can rotate up to 360 degrees. How to clean outside windows with a magnetic window cleaner. Magnetic window cleaners use microfiber cleaning pads edged with squeegees to clean the inside and outside of the window at the same time. Connect the tool through an open window by aligning the magnets. Work slowly and guide the tool across the surface. Here are some tips to make sure you get the best results. Mix a cleaning solution of equal parts distilled white vinegar and water and saturate both microfiber cleaning pads. Most tools have a safety cord that should be attached to something sturdy inside to catch the cleaning pads if the magnets become disconnected. Open the window and place one cleaning pad on the outside of the glass. Line up the magnets of the pad. Move the inside pad from side to side to clean the window. The pad cleans in one direction and the squeegee side removes excess water as you move the tool in the opposite direction. Bring the tool inside as needed to rinse the cleaning pad and dry the squeegee. Or let a robot clean the outside windows. If you have lots of windows that are difficult to clean, you can purchase a robot to do the cleaning for you. These robots, which typically cost between $150 on the low end to $600 on the high end, use heavy-duty suction to attach to the window and move across the window automatically. You are still in charge of placement, applying the cleaning solution, and changing the cleaning pads when using these products. Tips for cleaning outside windows. Always place safety first. If using a ladder, make sure it is sturdy and have a spotter with you to see that the ladder stays in place. If you don't feel safe, hire professionals to complete the task. If possible, remove and clean window screens and storm windows separately. Use a garden hose with a sprayer attachment to rinse away insect webs, large pieces of debris, and dust. This pre-wash will make cleaning easier. Choose a moderate temperature day so the cleaning solution won't dry too quickly and move with the sun. It is easier to make sure a window is clean and streak-free when it is not in direct sunlight. Gather supplies and wear a work apron to keep them handy. Never use paper towels or terry cloth towels to dry windows because they will leave lint behind. Take the time to clean window ledges and tracks while you're working. That concludes the article, How to Clean Outside Windows Safely and Effectively. If you've missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.